I'm Alex Bloomberg, host of the podcast Startup, and you're listening to We Are LA Tech.
Perfect.
Sweet.
That was great, you guys.
Very coolest, brah.
Awesome.
Nice. I'm proud of everyone in this room.
Welcome back to the We Are LA Tech podcast. We have an LA Tech event spotlight today. We have LA Tech Happy Hour, which you guys have heard of on practically every episode. Every time somebody, you know, gets asked, like, what's a must-attend event, they're always talking about how the LA Tech Happy Hours helped integrate them into the LA Tech community. The LA Tech Happy Hour series was created by Zach Sekar, who is an awesome, awesome, awesome LA Tech evangelist, and I have him here on the show. Hi, Zach.
Hi, Esprit.
So tell me about LA Tech Happy Hour. What is it, and why do so many people care?
It's exactly what it sounds like. We go to a bar or a co-working space or somewhere, make sure everyone's got access to some good beers, and we really just let it happen. And I think that's why everyone likes it, because we stay out of the way, and we let people get to really why they meet up in person, is to have these kind of conversations that really are almost impossible to have on the phone or through the internet.
And what inspired you? How long ago? It was you just celebrated your five-year anniversary, right?
Yes, about summer of 2011. We started it just, my friend CJ and I were working on a startup at the time and couldn't expand our network fast enough. We weren't meeting engineers, investors, and industry contacts quickly enough. So we decided that, yeah, here's an idea. Let's skip all the content, all the talks, go right to meeting each other. The idea kind of was to make in LA at least a couple times a month all those random interactions that you might get if you were, you know, up in Palo Alto at a bar where 90% of the people around you worked in software.
What's your background in tech?
I guess just starting that startup 5 or 6 years ago is my first real introduction to the technology industry and the kind of the innovation industry. But at the same time, I've kind of been a early user of most computer technologies going back to the 90s.
And you're not from LA, right?
No, I grew up in Indiana, came out to LA to go to USC, and I moved away for a while, but came back because you really can't beat it.
How many people are on your team? Is it just you?
It sort of changes over time.
Did you branch out? Because you have an LA... on one of the episodes, I heard a lot about LA... No, OC Tech Happy Hour, and that's you too, right?
In a way, I would consider it almost more of like a franchising out of the knowledge we learned doing this for so many years. We've actually tried expanding into lots of cities. The main thing we learned is that it takes the right person at the center. You can't just kind of create a meetup group and let it live by itself. It needs someone at the middle of it, really giving it a culture and a personality. And so Lee Decker, who used to be up here and is a friend of mine, kind of saw just how powerful it can be if you do the work to create this kind of live event-based community. So he took that and he's been running, and he's now by far the best meetup in Orange County as well.
And so you could find both LA Tech Happy Hour and OC Tech Happy Hour on Meetup, right?
Yes, you can. And the other thing, I guess, as far as like people on my team and also how we're expanding, is that we are doing similar things to that in splitting off into geographic locations. If you are in like East LA or downtown, Startups in the Sky is your best resource that we can provide. And starting next week, we're launching a South Bay Tech Happy Hour for
cool.
The beach cities, probably people from Playa and El Segundo as well.
Totally, because anybody that lives in the South Bay knows that it's impossible to get out of the South Bay.
Exactly.
It's gorgeous, but to get out of there is like a nightmare with traffic. What inspired you to start LA Tech Happy Hour? I mean, it's a huge... What I love about you doing it is a lot of people come into the city and they're like, oh, it's, you know, a top three tech city. Let me capitalize off all the people there. And then just as quickly as they come, they go. And then people like you, and if I may say myself, like we stick around. We've been doing this for years and years and years. So why do you put your heart, soul, and energy into this and do it with such from such the right place?
I think in a way it actually helped that I started it selfishly, but for a different reason. I started because I wanted the resource to exist for my own startup, not because I wanted to have like an events business or, you know, sell advertisements on a blog. So I think that's really what it was. And yeah, it was kind of just a side passion project for many years.
It's so cool that you took action on something that is positively affecting so many people's lives today. I can't tell you how many people moved to LA. They're totally new. They want to get involved in tech. And the very first comfortable thing that they find is LA Tech Happy Hour. And they're like, this is how I made my first friends, found my roommates, whatever. It's just awesome what you're doing. Now, why LA and not another startup city? But I guess you are doing a bunch of startup cities. But why did you start in LA specifically?
I think that was kind of just a decision that my friend and I made when we were starting that company back in 2011. We had met at USC, so we both and moved away. He had moved to San Francisco. I had moved to New York, but we both missed LA. And I think that was probably the biggest reason. But I think the reason that LA Tech Happy Hour and this type of community building in startup cities worked because it was at the right moment.
Totally.
The Bay Area had, 20, 30 years ahead of everyone else, and they didn't need to become a community. They had been for a long time. 5 years ago, LA was just finally starting to seem like maybe it was going to work and stick around this time. And that's when you started seeing all the good things happen. Obviously, no matter how much investment companies and governments put into it, it needs a certain amount of entrepreneurial activity to make sense.
Totally.
But when you can have places like Coloft and Cross Campus.
Amen to Coloft.
Those types of hubs.
Yeah.
They matter, and they work because it's people running into each other in person.
Totally. And I just want to give a quick shout out to what I feel is the seed that planted LA Tech's growth, at least this time around, is Cam Kishani.
Hell yeah.
Co-founder of Coloft, one of the original co-working spaces in Santa Monica. Cam really created a safe place for people to connect in person and did it successfully. And she led with heart. And she still leads with heart today, but she's moved on past Coloft. But like, Cam Kishani needs a shout out because I don't think we'd be a top three startup city if it wasn't for Cam.
Yeah, I don't see the trajectory being this clean, that's for sure.
No, not at all. What resources outside of LA Tech Happy Hour do you recommend?
Well, Esprit's podcasts are a good place.
Aw, thanks, man.
Everyone's got time to listen to a podcast. And I think overall podcasts are probably something that almost no one listens to enough. There are times where you do have the brain power and you might be driving, might be doing something where you can't be reading or watching a video, but audio can still really inspire you and educate you. And yeah, it's basically as good for you as reading a book, but you can do it
while doing the dishes.
Right.
Exactly. I listen to podcasts while doing the dishes all the time. I hate doing dishes. Is there an event that, aside from yours, of course, that you think is like a must attend in LA?
In my opinion, rather than events, it's really event series that you're going to get the best value out of, something where you know there's another one coming up.
Right.
And I would say probably the two I respect the most would be Startups Uncensored, Jason Nazar's series.
Oh, he's been doing it like
forever. Always at the top quality.
Really elite business people that he interviews. He started them at the Santa Monica Library.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now he does them, I think, in hotels and stuff like that.
Yeah, he's just kept it going really well. And the other thing that's kind of on that same level is Startup Grind.
Totally.
For the most part, you're going to get, A-list speakers, good fireside chat style talks. And both of those there is time to actually meet people afterwards.
Totally. And Startup Grind is a global entrepreneurial community trying to bring together all entrepreneurs around the world so that they could be on the same page and meet one another. And we'll include both Startups Uncensored and Startup Grind in the show notes so you guys can explore those further. What LA Tech companies or talent have you come across lately that have really like made you stop and go, wow, that's awesome?
There are so many cool things. It's hard to choose. All right. I mean, I know everyone kind of gets excited by this when they play with it, but like virtual reality is like so freaking cool. It's still kind of hard to access for the most part. The content is a lot harder to make than other things. But for example, probably Servios, based out of Culver City, they're doing like the coolest but the hardest thing, which is like real-time multiplayer, like first-person shooter type VR games, which, I mean, it's still so far so much far ahead compared to where I expected it to be that, the next couple of years in VR and AR are going to be a lot of fun. I think in LA particular, and I'm glad that there are some companies in this space that are based here, transportation matters a lot, and transportation is changing. I mean, LA is the most car-happy city in the world, but even here, and actually especially here, we're seeing people instead of thinking about owning a car as like an important asset, switching to transportation being a service.
Right.
Meaning you can take Ubers, public transportation, and there's a company called Skirt that's based here in Culver City.
Oh, okay, cool.
It's basically like on-demand car rentals. They'll just come drop a car off for you whenever you want. So you can, again, just kind of rent the mobility you want rather than owning a car.
We have some We Are LA Tech Club members that use Skirt. I know this because they're always telling me when they're picking up their car to get to the activity.
It's pretty awesome. Yeah. And then you never have to park because you don't own the car.
And Servios was the other one. How do you spell that?
Survios.
Cool. And we'll include it in the show notes, guys. And there's one more that you, like, love.
Oh, yeah, of course. There's a company called TripScope out of Venice, out of the Amplify Accelerator, where there are a lot of awesome companies. And, yeah, a good friend of mine, Caitlin O'Shaughnessy, runs that one. She's revolutionizing how people use travel agents because little that a lot of us didn't know, but travel agents are still a big part of that industry and can help you make travel experiences a lot better and more in-depth than you thought.
Yeah, she's one of, you guys definitely check out TripScope. She's one of the most inspiring female founders, if not in LA, if not just LA, the world. I'm just in awe by her. And I've actually had her on the Women in Tech podcast, so you could really deep dive into her story. And she'll be on a We Are LA Tech episode as well. If you had one ask of the community, what would that ask be?
And we're probably going to have to help facilitate this, but I think if we can, as a community, help each other even more. I think a lot of the biggest challenges companies have are getting in front of the right people. If you do the work, you can figure out who you need to be connected to, and it's still a daunting task to do that. But if we all treat each other as allies, we can probably help each other save a lot of headache and get rid of things that shouldn't be the barrier to success.
100%. I hear often the reason why people like LA to build their tech companies is because it's a city of collaboration.
I feel that.
Yeah. And so I love that you're speaking to that point too. Zach, how can people connect with you?
Probably Twitter, at Zach Sekar.
How do you spell that?
Z-A-C-H-S-E-K-A-R.
And how could they dive in deeper to LA Tech Happy Hour?
Clearly the easiest way is to just come on out. LATechHappier.com will take you to the meetup, and that's got all that info. Or if you go to LATechRise.com, that's a curated events list I keep up to date.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being on the We Are LA Tech podcast. You're awesome. I love it when people run things from the right place and really just work so diligently to unite the community together in the most authentic way. If you're looking to connect deeper into the LA Tech community, definitely check out wearelatech.com/VIP. That's wearelatech.com/VIP, which is a private chat group of amazing LA Tech engineers, founders, investors, designers, all looking to support one another. And then if you want to get away from the computer and do cool stuff offline, go to wearelatech.com/club. That's wearelatech.com/club, which is where we do escape rooms, horseback riding, wine and paint nights. Today, we're doing beer bottling. We have our own We Are LA Tech custom labels. It's amazing. I'm so excited. We brewed this beer. I think it's like a Heffenweizen. I don't even know. It was a really exciting experience. Thanks to Frogtown Brewery in downtown LA. Check out wearelatech.com/club, and I will see you guys, hear you guys, talk to you guys in the next episode. Thanks, Zach.
Thanks, Esprit.
Huge shout out and thank you to Betalist. Betalist is amazing. I've used Betalist for my past startups. Betalist gains you early traction to your startup while it's still in beta. Go to betalist.com/wearelatech. That's betalist.com/wearelatech. Thank you for powering the We Are LA Tech podcast. To get text alerts when new episodes come out, text 310-872-2423. That's 310-872-2423. We Are LA Tech, hosted by Esprit Devora, has been a WeAreTech.fm production.